Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to India and 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. The participants are Anil Vadhva, former ambassador and foreign policy expert, and Anubha Rothke, anchor.
Russian President Vladimir Putin began his two-day state visit to India today. His engagements include the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Former Ambassador Anil Vadhva now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program to discuss the significance of Mr. Putin's visit and India-Russia bilateral relations. Mr. Vadhva, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Vadhva, this is President Putin's first visit to India since December 2021. In the present geopolitical scenario, how important is it? And do you see any significance in the timing of the visit?
So I think this visit was long overdue, and of course the visit is very significant for the timing, because we are right now engaged in a peace treaty deal with Ukraine and Russia. The whole Europe is watching this visit for the results that it will bring, primarily because of the fact that President Putin has not gone to too many places in the recent past, except for the visit to China, which was highly symbolic for the BRICS meeting. And then, of course, the meeting that he had with President Trump in the run-up to the current negotiations on the peace deal. So this visit, it is, of course, considered a routine visit between India and Russia in the bilateral relationship. But we had gaps in between due to the fact that there was conflict going on in Ukraine, and also because of the fact that some years we had the COVID pandemic, so the visit could not take place. But otherwise, between India and Russia, routine summits are the norm, and both sides look at it from that perspective. But given the geopolitical situation today in the world in which Russia finds itself, it's a very significant visit for both sides.
What are the key issues that are likely to dominate the bilateral talks between New Delhi and Moscow?
So traditionally, the bilateral relationship between India and Russia has been multifaceted, but at the same time dominated by defense issues. And this is perhaps the first time that there would be other issues which will be on focus, primarily on the trade and investment side, because the trade has become certainly imbalanced because of the large imports of Russian oil by India in the recent past, especially this year. Also because of the fact that India's exports to Russia have not really taken off. And given the fact that Russia faces a situation where it is not importing too many items from many other countries at the moment, it gives an opportunity for Indian traders and investors to look at Russia with new lens. At the same time, the issues related to connectivity between India and Russia are in the forefront as of today. That's because we have the Chennai-Vladivostok corridor, which was talked about very seriously since the last 2 years. And then we have the Northern Sea Route, which is also an important connectivity project, given the importance that the Arctic has in the current circumstances. The fact remains that India and Russia still are very close friends, and Russia would therefore like India to be a part of any arrangement which it enters into in the Arctic. And the presence of India there certainly adds to the heft of Russia. At the same time, we have another issue with the Eurasian Economic Zone, in which Russia would like India to play a part. So I'm sure there will be discussions about India entering into a free trade agreement with the Eurasian zone so that Russia could also benefit in the process, plus diversification of trade in general, Indian investments into Russia and in areas like fertilizers, for instance, which has been talked about for quite some time. And then, of course, how does one maintain the future of energy supplies between the two countries? That is not to say that defense issues will be put on the back burner. They're very much part of the ongoing negotiating process between India and Russia. And the Intergovernmental Commission, which has met regularly, plus the visit of the defense minister, which has happened today, by the way, the talks were held today, are also quite significant in that respect. So on the table there are issues like a lease of a nuclear submarine to India, the issue of the S-400s, the S-500s, and then also the Su-57s, which it is believed that Russia has offered to India for manufacturing here in India. There's a whole gamut of issues which will be discussed by both sides, along with the geopolitical issues.
The three things that stand out in the issues that you've mentioned, the trade imbalance, the energy security issue, and the defense issue. So let's begin with the defense ties. Now, President Putin's delegation includes Russian Defense Minister Andrei Belousov, who earlier this evening met his counterpart Rajnath Singh. So from the perspective of India-Russia defense ties, how do you view this?
It's a continuation of the strong defense ties between the two sides. And the fact that they have discussed a whole gamut of issues today is very encouraging from that perspective. Of course, as you know, following Operation Sindoor, India needs to top up on the deficiencies which have arisen as far as the S-400s are concerned.
Yes.
Also buy additional amount of batteries for S-400s. But there's also an offer on the table now of manufacturing S-500s in India, which of course will take some time to fructify. But there are serious negotiations on that issue. There's been an agreement apparently which has been reached to lease a nuclear submarine from Russia, pending India's own nuclear submarine program coming on board. And apparently the price was an issue so far, but the price mentioned now is $2 billion, under which the submarine could also be used in warlike situations by India. Also on the table is the Su-57 aircraft, plus civilian aircraft for manufacturing in India. So this is a whole gamut of issues which I'm sure will keep both sides engaged for quite some years to come.
Now, India and Russia's bilateral trade has reached $68.7 billion in the financial year 24-25. But as you mentioned, this is trade deficit. You know, this is in favor of Russia. And the goal is to take it to $100 billion by 2030. So what are the sectors that can help achieve this target and also, you know, narrow this gap, trade deficit between India and Russia?
So the only way that this trade deficit can be narrowed is through Russia buying more goods from India. And the goods that have been identified for this purpose are pharmaceuticals and also certain amount of consumer goods which Russia used to buy from India a few years ago. Now here, because of the fact that the Indian companies have not been very interested in the Russian market for a few years due to a variety of reasons, this has gone down, but I'm certain that it can be revived if there is an interest. And I think India is also facing tariffs from the United States.
Yes.
So some of those labor-intensive items, like, for example, textiles or footwear or furniture or leather and gems and jewelry, etc., also seafood, they can all find a market in Russia. And Russia is open to trying to increase imports of these items from India. They said so openly. Also, the fact remains that Russia should be willing to also buy or invest a certain amount of equivalent money into India, into areas of interest for both sides. Now, those discussions are also ongoing at the same time, plus the whole issue of the payments mechanism, which can be developed as an alternative to the dollar trade between the two countries. So as we've seen, for example, payments were made in dirhams, UAE dirhams, for the oil which was being bought from Russia. So similarly, a mechanism can be found on both sides to perhaps strengthen payments in rupees and at the same time to make sure that there is some amount of balance which is brought about in the deficit through Russia buying more commodities from India.
Now, energy security is very, very crucial for a country like India, which is, you know, growing by leaps and bounds so far as its economy is concerned. Now, India's import of Russian crude has been frowned upon by the US and Europe. And in fact, the US has penalized India by imposing additional tariffs on New Delhi. It has also sanctioned certain Russian oil companies. So will that issue be also on the table in this visit of President Putin?
Well, certainly the issue will be on the table because, after all, there are four major companies, out of which two have been dealing with India in a very big way. Lukoil in particular has been dealing with India, you know, in the past because the quantities have been rather high. But there's also another development which we must take into account, which is that India can also buy from secondary sources, which also sell Russian oil, but these are not under sanctions. And many companies may be doing that. Of course, the larger companies companies like Reliance have already declared that they're not going to buy Russian oil because their eventual refined products are sold in Europe. So that's the primary reason for that. But the other companies are not under such constraints. So we will see probably a parallel kind of trade which is going on at the same time. India will, of course, increase its imports from Gulf sources or even from the United States. But at the same time, Russian oil imports will not stop totally because these entities will not be under sanctions.
Prime Minister Modi and President Putin enjoy a close and warm personal relationship. What impact their personal relations will have on the ties between the two countries?
So I think the personal chemistry between Prime Minister Modi and President Putin is a major factor in the Russia-India relationship continuing in the direction that it has, despite all the challenges that it has faced in recent times. And of course, we must also remember that it's not just the United States, but also Europe, which has been putting pressure on India for its ties with Russia. So the fact remains that India finds some merit in dealing with President Putin as a person with whom there is a certain amount of trust which has been developed over the years. And between the two leaders, there is a certain amount of understanding, which we have seen demonstrably on the past many occasions. So I think it's a very important factor, and you will see that the similar kind of bonhomie will be evident during this visit as well.
Right. How crucial is it for India to maintain a strategic balance between its relations with the West and with Russia while protecting its autonomy?
So I think at a time when India faces unfair sanctions on buying Russian oil, because after all, China buys Russian oil and so does Turkey, and a couple of countries in Europe are also major buyers. But India was the only one which was singled out for an extra 25% tariffs. And that has affected exports of our labor-intensive industries into the U.S. market. Of course, that means that they are struggling as far as the U.S. market is concerned, but many of them have found avenues to export elsewhere. And nonetheless, given that situation, I think it's very important for India to show a certain amount of strategic autonomy and to show and demonstrate that it cannot be browbeaten by one country or a group of countries into not dealing with a particular country, especially because it has nothing to do with the conflict in Ukraine. It's not of its own making. It's only a country which buys essential commodities for its energy security from Russia. And from that perspective, it's the right attitude and the right policy to follow when you say that the market will determine where India buys its essentials from.
Mr. Vadhva, does deepened India-Russia cooperation signal a shift towards multipolar world structure?
So look, I think it's a little far-fetched to say that, because in the current circumstances, multipolarity has not taken root. There is, of course, a move towards multipolarity, but we've seen that there have been realignments between the major powers in their relationships, and also a realignment of the middle powers in their relationships with the major powers. So from that perspective, one can say that the era of multipolarity has not quite arrived as yet. At the same time, there is no clarity on what is happening with regard to unipolarity or a G2 world that everybody talks about. There is a transactionalism in foreign policy today which rules the roost, and that is also seen in the way multilateral institutions, the United Nations, for example, is run, and that is affecting countries who do not have the wherewithal for their own energy security and for their own survival, especially countries in the global south. But I would say that it certainly is an assertion, at least on the part of Russia, to say that multipolarity should be the new norm, and the world cannot be dominated by one country or a group of countries any longer, and that the old order must give way to the new order. How far India has gone in that direction is unclear at the moment, because India is trying to balance its foreign policy between the major powers on the one hand and also trying to champion the cause of the global south at the same time.
Mr. Vadhva, thank you so much for joining Akashvani Spotlight program and for sharing your views on this very important topic.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to India and 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. The participants were Anil Vadhva, former ambassador and foreign policy expert, and Anubha Rodhki, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.